Welcome to the Thomas and Valerie Show, where family matters. We are a husband and wife team where
hot topics and family matters collide.
Education and psychology merge.
Where the relationship with your husband, wife, and kids takes center stage.
Create the marriage of your dreams. Become the parent you've always wanted to be.
Alter your family tree with us.
The Thomas and Valerie Show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for being with us. It's nice when we play that bump music coming in and out, Valerie, watching you dance over there. And there you go, getting into it. I know this is going to be a little bit heavier of a segment maybe, but we wanted to jump on this right away and be able to talk with parents and how to talk to their children about explaining tragedy to children, particularly right on the heels of the Colorado movie theater shooting.
Yes.
And without getting too heavy, everybody knows what's taken place in the last couple days, and you can't for a moment think that your kids don't know. I can't think that at some level they know something. I know particularly Parker, our youngest at 12, he's paying attention. He knows what's going on. Even though we don't sit and watch the news with him, he picks it up. He turns on the computer and he can see the title pages. He can hear other people talking about it.
Just to see that first image pop up on that news.
Yes.
On the computer, and he knew right away that something had happened.
Yeah, so let's not think for a moment that our kids aren't aware of something going on. And, this happens, not just us watching these images that maybe have occurred, or, there was that whole group, a prayer vigil that got together, and they were all chanting, "We will remember," and those pieces. I know that it's out there, we all are filled with all kinds of empathy for the survivors who have lost loved ones. We're extremely grateful at the same time that, our kids are safe, and our kids are here.
Yes.
They're at home, and yet they're still confronted with those horrific images. And so we've got to figure out there are these kinds of tragedies come up from time to time, and how do we talk to our kids about them? Because they see it, they hear it, they know what's going on, and maybe it's not just to this extent with the shooting, but then there are tsunamis and hurricanes and tornadoes and fires and all those natural disasters that happen that come up in the news, that the kids hear about it, they know about it, and how do we talk to them about it? That's really what we want to get into today.
Right. That's where we
really
need to go.
Help our children with that piece. So. Boy, the first what I say is what it's the resounding refrain you've heard when we've talked about other things that have happened too, is in anything, debriefing is really important. You have to talk about what they've seen, what's happened.
What they've heard, the feelings.
Yes.
That go along with
And certainly you keep it age appropriate. You do have to say something to your kids, and I think the sooner the better. Right now, it's still all hot. We still don't know all
of
the reasons why and what's going on. And I don't want to get into that particularly, but I do want to say the important place to start is you've got to talk about it. And where you start in talking about it is helping your children understand and see and feel that for the most part, we live in a safe world.
Yes.
We don't want to leave them with the ideas and the images and the thoughts that the world is not a safe place. Because really, those kind of people that do these events where they shoot up a whole movie theater, that's an extremely, extremely, extremely small portion of the population of society. It's less than 1% of the people that have any kind of those disorders that would go off and do those kinds of things. It's a very small percentage of the population. So we need to focus and help our children focus on the safety that is built into our society, that is built into our family, that most people are safe in the world.
Right.
And there are some and a few that, that aren't, and they mess it up for the rest of us, but we have to know that there that safety abounds.
It is a safe place.
Yes, peace is everywhere.
Yes.
So that's where I think you start, and you point it out then. You point it out to them and talk to them about what we do to create safety here and how we do that and how the rest of the world is about that and who are safe people and all that peace that we look at.
Yes. I think you've mentioned it before that I have a be safe driver. And so that's our focus here is how safety first. So we do look for safe things. And how is safety built around that? So in our home and at school and when we're out in other public places, look for how safety has been created in those places.
Right. And look for then the people who you would feel safe and comfortable with.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've talked to the boys about that. Now, who look around. Who would you ask for help from right here, right now, if you had an emergency?
Yeah, we're standing in the grocery store, and here we are, and we say, hey, pick somebody here. If there was an emergency, who would you feel comfortable in going and talking to right now?
Just quick pick.
Hurry, quick. Yeah, and then wait. Okay, why did you pick that person? What about that person was... something that gave you a feeling. Why not this one over here? What about that person gave you a different feeling? Get them to begin to identify that feeling of safety, who's safe and who isn't. Because that's going to be better than anything else.
That's right. That's right. Their inner knowing about that. And so not that they're wrong because they didn't pick that other person, but you were right. And what was it about that person?
Right, because it's not always the person that's wearing the police uniform or the security guard that it feels like the safest person to go to, and sometimes they're not. So you've got to give them those clues to say, all right, let's trust your intuition, let's trust your gut, and then you've got to teach them how to have enough strength to go up and ask somebody for help if they're lost, who they ask for, if they're having a problem, who can I get help from? Because some kids are really
they're timid
and they don't want to. So who do you think? Who feels like a safe person? And you can talk about, generally speaking, it might be more likely or not a woman, maybe a woman that has a child, or maybe an older woman, more of a grandma-type feel
so, to
and
her.
You can talk about that with them and say, that's where, okay then, that's what you look for. And then give them a script, if you have to. Have them practice a little, I need your help. I can give you the four steps with this, right?
Yes.
It starts with, excuse me, I need your help. This is happening. I did this about it and it didn't work. Will you help me?
Those are the four questions.
So we've got help and help at bookending, right?
Yes.
I need your help and will you help me are the two bookends. And in the middle, we describe what's going on and describe what I've done about it or what I'm trying to do about it.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're giving a little bit of information.
Right.
Have the child give information.
So then you practice that script. Will you help me? Here's what's going on. Here's what I've kind of tried to do, and I need your help. Okay, boom, 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 boom. We give them, and those are the four steps. And you have them practice that. Pick somebody. You can have them if you want. Pick somebody to just ask them. Find somebody that you can ask what time it is. Right?
That's something
just to practice.
Simple.
Yes.
And then it doesn't feel so scary.
Right.
Just asking for a little bit of help knowing what time it is.
We're just playing like. And so that's important.
Yes.
All right. So what are some other things in explaining tragedy to children? You as an educator and an early childhood specialist, what are some things that you feel really important too?
To be factual. State the facts in a simple way where the children can understand what has happened. Now, if it's a natural disaster, you go through a little bit of the science behind it. Be brief, be specific, and fill in all the blanks for them. If you just skim over the tragedy, kids are going to fill in the blanks themselves or get the information from someone else. And you are going to want to fill in those blanks so that they have the knowledge that they need. So knowledge is power. So be factual, brief, and specific with what has happened.
All right. So then maybe get some books at the library if it was about tornadoes or about thunderstorms. And you're not thinking that's going to increase their fear in any way?
No. When they have the information, then they can process that, and they can build that into their minds about what has happened.
Knowledge is power.
Yes.
That thing, is that what you're calling? Yeah. You tried to lower your voice too. Yes, knowledge is power. Yeah, okay, so you're giving them more knowledge about the situation. So whatever it is, find out about.
Yes.
And so if it was a tsunami, you get out some books and understand tsunamis and how they're created and you know what's going on there and at least begin there and be very factual is one of the things you're saying is important.
Right.
Okay. All right. You got another one, too, again, in explaining teachable moments to kids. And
what I like to think about that is that we're more, all of the people, we're all more alike than we are different. And so we're all similar. So we're having the same feelings and concerns. So when you see a tragedy on TV and you see the people's feelings that they're having, we're more like them than we are different, and so we need to talk about those feelings.
Okay, so that there is some commonality there that we share with people, and that's how we feel
the
about this
sympathy
happening.
Thing.
Yeah,
the
empathy that we have, and that's a key, that right there, that empathy, is that we have to point out those empathetic moments for kids so that they can draw connection to the events that are taking place and how we feel about them. Those are important empathy pieces. I've got one, probably the last one for me, that I would want to make sure that I talk to kids about, and I encourage parents to do that, is that to let kids know that helpers always come.
Yes.
That you have to hold out, that the helpers do show up. They're there. That people come sometimes in droves to show up to help. I mean, there are organizations that are designed to come in and help. And I think you talk about those organizations that kids need to know about, perhaps maybe as one of the family charities that you want to do when we have, we've talked about this, or we can talk about this in another segment, is the charity jar that we all put together and we donate to as a, you know, our pennies and nickels and dimes are changed from throughout the month, and at the end of the month we pick a place to donate, and you know, it could be the animal shelter or the women's shelter, or, you know, and it could be Red Cross. And so sometimes they just need help that way too, where we can then put money towards, because there are a group of helpers that sign up to do that. And maybe that's something else that we want to look at too, is we want to become a helper. Maybe if it's something more locally, we can extend not of just our nickels, dimes, and quarters, but of our time, our energy, our effort.
We
can become helpers, and then they'll get a feeling of we're part of the helpers that come, and when we're in need, helpers will come for us too.
Yes.
And I think it's important that we keep that in mind for children too, that helpers
always come.
Yes. All right. I think right now let's take a break right there, and we will come back after the break. And after the break, we're going to have a chance to answer some listener questions. Some quick hit Q&A, just 4 points, question and answers. It's always kind of fun to go through that and just pow, pow, pow. So stick with us. We're going to do some Q&A on the other side of the break. This is the Thomas and Valerie Show.